Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, keep in mind, you know, since we hit the high on the dollar just over 100, the dollar has been trending down since the 13th of March. And so, I mean, we had obviously 2 days ago with the Fed not making any change in interest rates. That caused a decline yesterday. We rallied back but couldn't take out any key levels. And then today you're down 111 on the dollar. That is sparking a lot of interest in our grains. I think a lot of people that were short are exiting some positions. It's especially true in the wheat market, which when a couple of weeks ago the funds went to a very sizable short position, and now they've been buying back out of those contracts. We are hearing some winter kill in the southern plains and some issues there, but that dollar is what's really sparked up a lot of interest in our grains here today.
Now, you talk about that dollar and the influence. We're at the time of year, 60% of the harvest is complete in Brazil, so you know that the thoughts from those foreign buyers is going to switch to South America.
Yeah, and that's typically what we have seen. You know, and we had NOPA crush out earlier this week, and honestly, the number was lower than what people were expecting, but it's still a pretty good number. But everyone's going to watch going forward what we get for sales to China and or if we see any, you know, cancellations. That's, you know, what the market's going to be kind of on edge for. I am hearing that you are firming up the bases at the Gulf a little bit, so I think that they're trying to, you know, the basis has actually been pretty attractive in a lot of places for corn and even beans in some locations as well. I think you're trying to get the grain out of the farmer's hands here, and we'll see if it's successful. Today the futures are rallying, you know, but we'll see if it has any more momentum to make it through. Seasonally, we should be working a little bit higher at this time of year, but everyone's going to be keeping their eyes on that March 31st report. Informa was out with their numbers earlier today, but when the USDA comes out on the 31st, that'll be a big market move.